I'm taking it. Thank you.
Did you hear that, folks? He's taking it.
I just got eye-raped.
Oh, we're recording.
That sounds like a internet thing. I was just eye-raped. Can you describe your...
Yeah.
Apple comes out with their new eye-rape. It's not like any rape that came out before. That's what they do to your wallet when you buy one of their phones, by the way.
Yeah, no shit. They eye-rape it.
I saw...
I just got eye-raped.
By... Did you have to buy another
Apple?
Phone?
No. No. Thank God. I was just joking. It was sarcasm. I'm sorry.
Oh.
So what is this that we're doing, Matt?
What is this what?
I've been recording, but what is this thing that we're doing?
Oh, we're doing a podcast.
Oh, what is
oh no, this
Jesus
is the
Jesus Christ, do your fucking job, Matt.
This
get
is
to
the
work.
Three easy pieces. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm the Matt in Black, and with me we have Bezier and VCR. Very verbal, very creepy Roger.
Thank you.
The questionable rapist.
And by the way, it's 8:39. Steer clear for a mattress on California Highway. Slow as they go.
We got traffic every 15 minutes on the hour.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
Well, we're trying to be more professional, Matt. We're
you
doing
said
a podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. You said something about us not being professional enough before. And
yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, I meant other things. We were just doing a podcast, so...
Yeah, professional.
No, that's fine.
Professional
podcast.
Okay.
We're not talking. You said no, don't. You know, do things that are in a more professional fashion, and so we thought that, you know, that would be the.
Okay. So anyway, thank you for being more professional. Awkward moment. Why don't we move on to the first piece of this fucking bullshit puzzle we call life? I was recently told a friend of mine has breast cancer.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude.
And this lady is...
I was going to say, what's his name?
No.
That does happen.
What is it? It's a good friend of mine, and she's...
Women never get
dick cancer,
though.
I work with her. She's a rough and tough lady, so a lot of people sometimes are afraid of her because she's so straightforward, but she's awesome. And, you know, I don't know. What is it? You know, we... Right now...
Wait a minute. Is it the one with the really big cancer?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay, because
I appreciate you making light of the situation.
I'm curious. You know,
what is it?
It's one of the most we're laughing for a cure.
It's one of the most curable cancers, Matt. I mean, if anything, you should be more avoided.
I know. Okay. Well, still, it's not something that's very, you know, like something that's, you know, it's something scary. And right now, it's actually Cancer Awareness like month. Or
is it?
Yeah, a lot of people were on
breast
pain, bro.
Cancer.
I wasn't aware.
Breast cancer. So, like. I think it would be silly to donate to those causes because it doesn't seem... I mean, I've done some research, and they don't do research on really much.
Because we don't need to, because we figured it out. We can fix it. It's a cancer that, like I said, is pretty curable now.
Well, no, it'd be even regular cancer. I don't know. There's a documentary called Brunesky, and this guy actually figured out that certain people have cells on their body that right. They will never get cancer. They will just never get it because they have these... weird cells in their body. And when he actually brought it to the United States, he was like, hey, I found basically we can cure cancer. The
pharmaceutical companies?
Yeah, pharmaceutical companies. Or the FDA like shut it down and said no. So he's actually still curing cancer, but it's overseas.
And skeptical.
Cuba said they have a cure for cancer. And they have like... Really
is it
good.
Communism? It's communism, right?
No, it's a product of communism, ironically. They actually did
No,
something.
They have like the lowest death rate of infants. Their medical
they put
good.
A lot of money into research. I mean, look how long Fidel's been alive. They just
right.
Fidel's like, put the money here to make me live longer.
No shit.
I like smoking these Cuban cigars.
But I also like to live, you know what I'm saying? Huh?
Yeah, we just call them cigars here, but I mean not Cubans. We're just, they're all Cubans.
Yeah, no shit.
Embargo. We can't get any other cigars.
What do they call cigars over there?
What do they call an English muffin in England? Do they call it just a muffin?
It's one of those things we may never know unless we Google it.
Is it the late 80s and are we doing stand up here?
I don't know. What
is the deal with the English muffins?
I like how we all broke into the Jerry Seinfeld.
Why do they call it English muffin? Wait, I did a Tim Allen. Sorry, my bad.
Fuck wrong you. Idiot. Get the fuck out of here.
Wrong idiot.
Get the fuck out of here right now with your Tim Allen.
Anyway,
Jesus
so God. Getting back on topic, would you guys ever donate? I mean, wearing a pink ribbon never seemed like enough to me. I'm a kind of.
I don't know how wearing the ribbon actually does anything.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So What do you guys feel about donating to cancer causes? And you said that you're skeptical about the Brunesky thing.
Well, yeah, I'm skeptical about the Brunesky thing. It just because I honestly believe I don't. I'm not a. I don't subscribe to the notion that there's any organization anywhere that would have the definitive cure for cancer or had access to the definitive cure for cancer.
Is several diseases though.
Well, you know, it's cancer is more of a physical thing that happens. It's like when a cell replicates incorrectly, and then that defect replicates in itself. Yeah,
But breast cancer is a different thing than colon cancer.
Right. Well, it's different cells, and the cancer process happens differently in different cells, right?
Prostate cancer is different than colon cancer.
It happens in your butt.
Well no, prostate cancer is caused by the HPV. Typically, it's caused by HPV.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking HPVs. What's an HPV?
That's the human papilloma virus, yeah.
Oh, the viruses.
Right. It's the thing that gave fucking Michael Douglas throat cancer.
Yeah.
Because he ate so much pussy.
Yeah, and not all the drinking and smoking either. They help, though.
Yeah.
If you do want to get cancer,
well, yeah, no,
it, go it, down on Catherine Zeta-Jones
and smoke
cigars.
Like, maybe I'm not understanding it correctly, but I mean, like, when you damage your cells, you make yourself susceptible to cancer.
Well, that's one way to make what you susceptible. Cancer is. Right. It's not cell you make yourself damage, right. susceptible. You're causing it because you're right. damaging your cells.
Right. Well, it's the same reason why you get cancer if you're exposed to radiation.
You damage
radiation
your cells.
Fucks your shit up, and then your shit doesn't, you know, your DNA damage is damaged.
Even like my shit could get cancer.
You could get shit cancer.
That's funny.
Oh shit, cancer!
Man, that's
I think that's
up.
Every type of cancer. Why are we making fun of cancer?
Because
cancer you're
horrible
had enough?
People. I haven't been making
so
fun
no
of
no.
Cancer.
I mean, you asked me about donating, and my feeling on donating is that I think you just need to make yourself aware. Like I mean. I believe that if you have the means and the extra resources that you could, you know, donate either your time or your money to an organization that actually does, you know, help, you know, people, then I think that's great. But I also think that there are a lot of organizations out there where they've shown their, because, you know, if you're a nonprofit, you have to, you know, you have
show
to
what
show
you're, what,
you know,
money's
what you're
going.
Doing, your funds.
Yeah.
And
like
when
Komen.
You look at these, yeah. So like Komen, isn't Komen one of them that?
Yeah,
that,
Susan Komen Foundation, like. It doesn't go to that. It's just, but
like,
in regards to that,
it's like
though,
the iceberg. Like the top of it may go to some kind of research or letting people know, but like the big part is
okay.
All like bureaucracy.
They yeah, say. There's a bureaucracy. There's a structure.
There's a CEO that gets a lot of money.
Their thing is that they're bringing awareness to the situation. That's what I was going to get to. Is that it's not so much about curing cancer. It's bringing awareness because we do have treatments and ways to fix the cancer.
Right, but you have to get screened. You have to go and get screened.
Prostate cancer.
You
know, how many men do not get screened at the ages that are designed?
Well, because it's not...
I ain't getting none of my butt and being
well,
gay.
Well, I mean, it's invasive. It's invasive and it's humiliating. And I mean, it's
education.
Speaking of rape.
Look, if somebody sat down and talked to fucking Steve Jobs.
Right.
And been
like. Oh, no, but you couldn't tell him shit. That's why he fucking thought he could like cure himself with crystals and avocados or whatever the fuck he thought would.
Crystal avocados?
Crystal avocados.
They're the best.
Yeah, that is actually my favorite Indiana Jones salad.
Does anyone else, whenever
did you
see an avocado and you look at the variety and it's like Haas avocados, do you immediately break into Rammstein? You're like, do Haas avocado.
And then I just start eating them in the store and singing at the same time, and then they arrest me. It's the
I'm
going
to go
thing.
With no. That's never happened to me ever.
No, but now if I ever fucking see a Haas avocado, I'm going to hear fucking Roger in my head. And in his, like, for whatever reason, the imagery is him with, like, you know, some kind of, like, weird German headgear,
yep.
You know, humping avocados.
Thanks for describing the scene.
Yeah.
I appreciate, you know, it was.
It is an audio medium. And so I'm trying to bring a little bit of, you know, illusional, you know, imagery to the fucking scene here. I'm trying to class up the motherfucker.
Hey dude, you're at about a 10. Bring it down to a 7, okay?
Well, it's 13 minutes till 9 and you're listening to Three Easy Pieces. It's 78 degrees in Bakersfield, California, 80 degrees in Oildale, and 78 in Rosedale. Thank you.
That's right. And you know, we're only into the second hour of our pledge drive and we're so happy to have so many wonderful listeners in our community.
Okay, I really don't know what the fuck you guys are doing. I mean, you guys, I got here a little late, so, I mean, I'm sure you guys...
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what am I talking about?
we're trying to develop an identity.
You're
here,
like,
Matt.
Yeah, an identity.
We're trying to, like, you
Matt,
know,
you're not
put
being
our own...
very professional.
Yeah.
You said professional. This is a professional.
So
podcast.
I'm just supposed to go along with it, or am I supposed
go
to?
Along.
Well,
my
yeah,
own
you're not
little...
fucking just supposed to leave us on a limb here.
Yeah, this is how to act okay. professional.
Yeah, I mean, what's the fucking rule in improv, dude? It's okay, you know, fucking, you know, yes and you're like not yes anding us. You're like, I don't know what you're doing. It's there's no.
I don't know what the fuck you're doing, okay. and I have no idea. So
it's yes and what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, you know, there's no what the fuck
yeah,
are you doing?
No,
there.
It's like what the fuck are you doing? Like what the fuck?
So. Back to the boob cancer
back
thing.
Back to cancer.
Yeah.
Boob cancer.
I actually, you know, I mean, okay, I have, you know, family members on one side of the family who they, in their...
Is it the
know,
side with boobs?
It is. Well, one of the sides.
Oh.
And they had a history of breast cancer in their particular part of the family, and they ended up, she went and had... you know, a sort of a preventative mastectomies because she'd already been, you know, I guess she got a mass and she was concerned. And so because she was already concerned of, you know, developing more, she just like, you know, went in and ahead of time and just had it, you know, adjusted. And then I guess, you know, had a fucking, you know, what do you call
reduction?
It? Reduction. Well, no, she went in, they did a mastectomy, but then she had a,
implant, like right. reconstructive surgery. Yeah. They won't call it a boob job when it's reconstructive surgery.
Hey, dude, whatever.
I mean, the whole thing was
that was
boob
one
job.
Of James Bond's like early villains to boob job. He would throw like silicone implants, knock the heads off of statues,
and you'd just be like, "Oh, gross! Hey, man, what are you doing over there?"
He would throw.
I mean, you don't have to humiliate.
He would throw the mastectomy boobs, just like.
I never thought I'd have to use a motorboat to get out of a situation.
And there we go. Anyway,
that was a poor Sean Connery.
Yeah, so so you were getting to a point, I assume, at some point about so
I just say if you're going to donate, you know, your hard-earned cash to a cause, just do your due diligence. There's several websites you can go and check out. Like they'll say like whether or not a charity actually, you know, does something with their money. I mean, you know, if you're actually helping people, or if you're just, you know, flushing your cash down the toilet, or if you're just making somebody rich. Like when I found out that, like, you know, Red Cross and, you know, Susan G. Komen, they have like these CEOs that they pay like fucking, you know, several hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Red Cross,
I mean?
Does help people though.
No, but like
there was that whole Haiti thing.
Yeah, no, but
no,
they,
but
they,
Haiti was complaining because they was like
they're just
they
a bunch only, of Haitiers.
They only built six structures in Haiti. Red Cross doesn't build structures. They built six permanent structures to pass out aid in the future because Haiti doesn't have their shit together.
Well, I got to tell you right now that if an organization is out there passing out AIDS, that is just fucked up. And they get like donations.
Well, okay, I want to get one thing too. Haiti isn't its own individual island.
Yeah.
Okay. Haiti is a island nation, but it shares its island of Hispania with the Dominican Republic.
Right.
The Dominican Republicans don't quite have their shit together, but when an earthquake or something happens, natural disaster, they get their shit together.
Yeah.
It's the same island. It gets hit with the same.
Well, it's because they're a republic of Dominicans, and so they're able to, you know,
they have dominion over the republic.
Right, right. They're like, you know, well, they
point,
sound very organized.
Point
I mean, that's
is,
a fucking organized name. That's the reason
they are
the
that. Dominion. The they have their shit together, though. That's my point. Haiti doesn't have their shit together. So when the Red Cross goes down,
that's
there,
why they have cholera down there because their shit isn't together. It's in the fucking water supply.
It's loose. No. So when the Red Cross goes down there and gives them help, they need to stop bitching. And they were like, you need to donate to Haitian charities. And it's like, no, you need to donate to charities that are not corrupt.
Right.
Because we donate to other charities in other countries, and then it ends up in the hands of warlords.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's like, it's the same instance in Haiti. You don't think that shit's going to happen. It's going to get donated to some corrupt Haiti charity and get filtered into some, like, criminal organization.
I mean, I don't think that you can go to any of these places and, you know, drop a bunch of money and there not be a little bit of corruption.
Yeah.
But, so, I mean, the corruption also helps with the disseminating. I mean, that's why, you know, black markets are bad and some cases, but
whoa
sometimes.
Haitians, you can't say black market.
What the
be
hell are
sure.
you thinking?
I'm sorry.
What?
A person of
this
color
is,
market.
Okay.
My bad.
All right.
Did you hear this guy?
Yeah, and I can't believe it. So, Roger, what's your feeling on the old donate a Reno to the cancer cause?
I think I kind of made my point. It's that at this point, we've kind of, and a lot of people will argue with me, I'm not a scientist, but we've cured the major bad cancers. We can treat them. And we need to just bring out awareness for screenings.
Yeah.
And so when you donate to a cancer charity, understand that it's not going to towards research. It may be going towards making it aware. And I think that the Susan Komen Foundation probably wastes a ton of money, but right. they are really good at getting out awareness and getting women to get breast cancer screening. Now, we get that same kind of effect with men getting prostate cancer screening. That'd be great, too.
Yeah. Well, so. I mean... I now to play devil's advocate here, maybe the awareness part plus like the sense of community that a lot of these charities can do. I mean, they do a lot of like organized events and they do runs and
it brings it into the spotlight. And we've cured. I mean, breast cancer is not a problem as long as women are being properly screened.
Right.
We can take care of it. Do mastectomies.
Well, no, I mean, but there are outliers. There are cases where you know things you know metastasize fairly quickly and people do you know unfortunately die. And I think there obviously is still more medical research that can go into treatments and more effective treatments and more ways to you know prevent maybe.
There is, but I don't think. That we need to like worry about. Well, they're not researching. Well, they're bringing awareness.
Right,
that's really more.
Well,
important
but what I was trying to say though is that like the communal function that a lot of these charities, especially when they do organizational things and get people together, I think that you know that provides a lot of good. I mean, when you're going through a thing in your life where all of a sudden you're facing your own mortality, like cancer. Having that support can be very helpful. If you don't have family necessarily, you know, or you don't have, you know, things that you can normally rely on.
They all died of cancer.
Right. Way to bring it down, cancer. So, I mean, I hate to just be, you know, poo-poo on it and be like, oh, no, you just every, you know, everybody's out to fucking, you know, just make a buck or whatever. But, I mean, you know, I see the community aspect of it. Not being a personal, like a person who actually ascribes to that myself, I don't like that kind of those kinds of gatherings. I'm not like a Relay for Life kind of runs a lot, wears a
well,
shirt.
Well, you just don't like running.
Well, no, not
that all that aside, but
no, I'm just not I don't like being around large groups of people. So the whole idea of like,
okay,
is like it's just
yeah,
like,
same
especially
here.
It's like new strangers who are like, hey man,
like, yeah,
I want to share with you. And
that sounds
like,
fantastic.
Especially when they're not paying attention to me.
Yeah, that's exactly. What, you know, that's
I
what really
one-sided conversation.
Like
so
completely,
much.
Like fucking, you know, derail this completely, and you know, make it about myself. I've always like wondered, like, what it is about me as somebody who enjoys performing, and other performers I know are like this as well. I don't like to be around people, but you know, put me in front of a whole bunch of them, and I will, you know, do a song and a dance.
As
and
long
just,
as
like,
they're paying attention to me, it's
yeah,
okay.
I know you. That's exactly what you said. That's like, you know. Is that really fucking make me a
no, dude.
No, it makes
you
a human being.
Steve Martin's the same way. I mean, Steve Martin's really outgoing and movie and everybody, I mean, the movies and everybody thinks he is. But I've read multiple books where everybody talks about how Steve Martin's very
like withdrawn
and
shy,
and
yeah.
shy and shit. And it's just like, dude, you know, I mean, like, you know, when you go on stage, it's an act. It's not you. That's the
yeah,
way
but
I
mean,
think about
it. But why? Why would you do, if you don't like being around people or in front of, yeah. Again, I'm totally derailing this, but
it's short bursts, man. Short yeah. bursts. Some people can do
well
because
it's like you know doing the walking across the hot coals or you know sticking your hand in the snake cage or you know whatever. It's like you know you're exposing yourself to
that's
your fear.
That's what I call my pants.
Yeah, the snake cage. Jesus Christ.
He actually has a cage around his dick. He showed me. It's fucking.
Hey, that was personal. It, man. Yeah, we weren't going to
talk
about
it. You know, dude, like the whole dick in the box works because you can't see through the box, but you can see through the bars in the cage. There's no fucking surprise
he has
there.
A zipper, bro.
You know, I mean, it's just.
It's like a bird in a cage. It's very bizarre.
And why do you put the hood on it? It's not fucking Abu Ghraib. That's just
I'm
weird.
Uncircumcised.
Abu. Oh, my God.
God, Jesus.
No, no, no. Just Jesus. No, God. Anyway, so that was weird.
so I don't want to, again, make light of the your coworker situation because obviously
oh, no.
that's
but,
a
I mean,
hell of a
we,
thing
we
to
gotta,
go through.
Yeah, no, it's a shitty situation. And, you know, and
but let's hope for the best and let's be glad it's now and not
yeah,
50
and,
years
and,
ago.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
You,
yeah.
you know, when you brought up awareness, I have difficulty reading and they had a little thing like where on Facebook where it was like people driving up to a drive-thru, mm-hmm. and all the words were misspelled and fucked up, and they were like, I can't read your menu. And like, we're just raising awareness. There's like 30% of the people in the United States who can't read, and this is what it's like for them. And I was like, that's in no way what it's like.
I just look at the pictures.
I see the pictures, and then I kind of...
There is a hamburger restaurant by my house, and they have hamburgers.
Is it spelled wrong?
Yeah, they have hamburgers. I always want to go up to them and be like, yeah, I'll have two of them hamburgers.
Actually, the hamburger comes from Sweden, and it's made from a clever mixture of tar, fish, and lots of vodka.
That sounds delightful. I'll have three now.
Dude, I would be eating there every day. Vodka burger, please.
It's only original if you make it wearing the wooden shoes of my people.
I think it's just because it's like... a Hispanic run place, and I'm
are you trying to say they're too lazy to fix the sign?
No, they just typoed.
Oh, okay, all right.
And it's hamburguesa, and it is spelled like hamburguesa, except it doesn't have the ersa at the end. Yeah, so I think that's what they did.
It's like it's good enough.
Who gives a shit?
You know, I used to have to change. Okay. I used to have to change the letters in the sign in front of the theater at the college, and that was the stupidest fucking job in the world. I hated doing that because like the shit was never organized. They were so fucking old and like withered from the sun that like every now and again, when you go to like bend them to put them in, they'd fucking snap,
yeah.
You know? And then you'd have to like find like, you know, there's never enough fucking vowels, and they always wanted you to like put like a big fucking message on a little fucking board, and just, oh, it just pissed me off, man.
Did you have really the ladder, or did you have the stick cup?
No, it was on the ground. It was ground level.
Oh, okay.
And it was just the most fucking, you know, jacked up, you know, screwed up sign. Like the getting the fucking plexi off and on, you know, to get to the letters was ridiculous.
Adding commas where the commas go.
Oh, dude, there were no commas. Oh, and that was the other thing too. Like if somebody like had punctuation on there, or like it needed punctuation, it's just like, I'd have to make a fucking judgment call, and I'm like, you know, I don't fucking get paid enough to make the judgment call for this, and I would just omit. I would always like omit the punctuation as a rule.
Like, children eat free, or free eat children.
Yeah. People are like, oh, I got to do what the sign says. Okay. Come here, you little bastard.
All right. So who's next? What's your piece?
Well, actually mine is a little close to yours, cause it is regarding charity, but, I want to bring
it home.
Well, yeah. This is my point. When I was younger, I was in the Kiwanis Builders Club. And so I was also a Boy Scout. So you have to do a certain amount of community service.
Sure. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. No. So
totally.
When I was a kid, and that's how I got into clowning when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We used to perform for.
We don't talk about the clown days anymore.
You were a clown?
Yeah. You did clowning.
Dude, no. We don't talk about the clown days anymore.
You know, it's a bad time to be a clown.
It is. So, but. Okay, so we did that, went down to the old folks' home, and we would bring ice cream and do stuff, and we'd perform, do mm-hmm. pool skits and stuff like that. And then we'd go down to children's hospitals and the Ronald McDonald House, and it was really depressing, but do stuff like that. And then I was a Boy Scout, too, and so yeah, there was a certain amount of stuff that you had to do, and like go to soup kitchens and fucking do stuff. And then I went to Catholic school, and there's just a certain amount. They want you to do a certain amount of charity every
week. God, man, Jesus expects so much from you.
I know, but... when I was in the military, I was a big brother, and it was great because one Friday a month.
Hold on. Point of clarification.
Yes.
You weren't a large black man. That's not what you're saying.
No.
You're racist.
You were not Shaquille O'Neal while you were in the armed services.
No, I was.
Because if that's the case, I should have fucking went to the armed services, because that would have been awesome.
So. It was funny though. It was a black kid, because it was yeah. It was in Mississippi.
Why you gotta bring it to race, dude?
No, because they were like, "Do you have a preference in race?" I'm like, "No. What do you got the most of? Give me one of those." And they're like, "Actually, we have a lot of black kids, and some people don't want to do people that aren't in their race. So we don't
really in the South. I can't believe that."
Yeah, so they're like, "We don't make a big deal out of it, but we give you that option because some people don't want to do it, and we just prefer that they just do it." But
I like how he's whispering. Like,
no, the lady started whispering.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah. Thanks for bringing us there.
At least she had the common courtesy to bring the you know, the ingrained racism down, you know, a couple of octaves.
This is the best.
Shit.
This is the best part about this program. When I was in the Navy, is that they gave you off a Friday, one Friday a month, so it didn't matter. If you had duty, if you were doing this charity thing, you get that Friday off, so you just fuck off work and you're like, all right, I'm going to go pick up my little brother. And you get to go like to a fucking theme park. And I was going to do that shit anyway. And so you get to go to a fucking do whatever
so
you want.
So you used a child
to get out of work. It was awesome.
I want to be disappointed in you, but I'm somehow impressed.
I like this definition of charity. This charity sounds awesome.
This was awesome. And this kid was like, I wish he was more black, but he wasn't.
Oh my God.
And that's where the show took a turn.
He's just a normal kid. Because I thought
kids are normal kids.
I thought he was going to be more like Webster or like Arnold from Different Strokes. I thought he was going
to
be sassy.
Have some kind of like genetic disorder that causes him not to grow?
No, just like say smart ass sassy stuff. But he's actually really respectable and he's very polite and very grateful for the things we did. Went to Six Flags in Alabama. And which is not as good as Six Flags in California.
I would think so.
But I mean, it was still cool and it was fun and we got the fuck out of work. Mm-hmm. Well, I got the fuck out of work and then, you know, we go to fucking Six Flags and fucking do some shit. And, you know, I'd take him to Taco Bell or wherever and fucking, you know, this was like his fucking, like, because he didn't have a dad. That's usually what these kids are. They don't have a dad or they don't. So, there was like a few that didn't have moms, which is weird. But so like it's just basically single parents. And they can't always be there with their kid and they enroll them in this program so they can get out there and just like have some like good positive experience with a role model. And they like do stuff like ask you like, do you do drugs? And it's like, I'm in the military.
Sometimes. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, I was in the military at the time. I couldn't do drugs. But like, yeah, it's just like,
stupid military and their rules.
They'd be like, how much do you like masturbate and like that's
what? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's just like,
I'm in the military all the time.
I don't have a girlfriend. I'm 23. You put that number together in your head.
We actually have a formula for that. Here, let me ahead and input that.
Carry the two.
Oh, that's quite a lot. Okay,
you're Hispanic. I'm gonna have to subtract.
Oh, well, that definitely adds a lot. Yeah. Okay. And yeah. Catholic, you said. Oh yeah, my goodness, that's a real knuckle buster. Here we go.
Yeah, okay. Literally.
There you guys go.
Busting knuckles. But it was fun.
No. Wait, I got to revisit this. Did they actually ask you how much you masturbate?
Well, they're worried you're going to touch the kids.
After you masturbate or before you masturbate? I don't understand.
You rub one out before you see
it's
the
kid. It's a Catholic.
So you don't touch them.
Yeah, they're like, wait, you don't masturbate enough. You're going to have to step it up two more times a week or we're not going to give you a kid because we're worried you're going to fucking diddle the kid. No, but they're worried that there's going to be perverts. So they got to ask shit like that.
That's such a, I don't want to get off on a rant here, a side rant here. But what the fuck, man? We have just the stupidest, like, fucking, like, this post-Victorian society where we just, like, shame people with masturbation.
Oh, they don't
like,
care how much ridiculous. You do it. They just want to know that you're not. It's like a tell. Like, if you just get all nervous.
It's like,
I'm
47.
I'm masturbating right now.
I never masturbate ever
to
children.
Do you have a bathroom?
Oh, damn. Can I just smell their shoes? No, it's one
does
of
it
the
count when I use
no,
my
but I
right
mean,
hand.
I'm serious though. We like in the last like 20 years, that wasn't there that fucking the Surgeon General who like got fucking she had to leave the fucking office because she said you know just possibly suggested that masturbation's good for you.
Was that Janet Reno?
No, Janet Reno was the Sasquatch who burned down Waco. Yeah.
Okay, now that was who was that then? That was anyway. But so that's my point though is. It's good to do charity, and charity does start at home because it's your community. It's where you are in the city.
No, I dig that. That's the kind of charity. Like, it's not. So I taught an improv class to a bunch of foster kids.
You perfect.
So they could lie better.
But I got
their
paid
foster
for
families.
It. But I got paid for it. Oh. And so like it's not like I wasn't like
that's not
charity.
Charity.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying is it's not charity. But I will say. That it felt good. Now, I also used to work for...
It felt good getting paid or it felt good to teach the children?
No, it did. It was a lot of fun. Like, what it, you know, I mean...
Could I just smell their shoes?
I delicious feet. I've talked.
I don't
want to
fuck them. I just want to smell their shoes. I mean, I'm not that weird.
I'm not a
weirdo. But yeah, like anything else, when you're teaching somebody something and they get it, it's really cool. And in that case, it was like these kids who had never been exposed to the idea of you know whatever theater or improv and
it's
you know,
good
just,
exposure. Yeah, it's
it was
the arts.
It was great. And like I mean, my personal problem with it is that I'm
kids suck at improving.
No, well yes they do, but they could do this. They could do the short form games. They can. It's. I mean, anybody can do the short form game. Come on, we'll be serious. But like, I'm just too empathetic. And like the whole like the fact they were foster kids and like you know I'd hear their situations and it just like it was just like shitty, dude. And like I would just, it would just, I would fuck, it would just stay with me. And I was just like, oh man, I hope they're okay. Oh, here I am enjoying my, you know, wonderful life and these kids.
Dude, and somebody has to, like, suffer so you can win, man.
No, it, I don't. Jeez. And then I would think, yeah, and then I would go to my closet trying to belong and sacrifice yet another life so that their force may be fed into mine. And the portal will open and soon we'll swallow all our souls. Yes.
Dude. But it's good for your soul. It's just better to do good. I mean, and it goes past just doing a good deed, because like doing a good deed's one thing, but just like, okay, I usually just like stay at home and eat Cheetos and masturbate and watch a little bit of Netflix, but tonight I'm gonna go and help this. And it's one of those things like where your friend needs to move and you help your friend move and you're like, man, it sucked, but man, I helped my friend move. And it's a good thing.
Yeah, I never feel that good about it afterwards. But but let me tell you, if anybody in my life needs help moving, I will be there. But it will be begrudgingly, especially if you don't have alcohol.
That's right, podcast listeners. I don't know if you just copied that right now, but okay. Matt did offer to help you with any and all moving.
We're doing
And that's Matt's moving service.
Matt's moving service. That's
one
right.
One bottle of vodka will get you it all.
The greater part of Kern County.
Since
your shit will get there, maybe.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And so are we moving on? Is that what that means now when you guys just do that weird shit?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Again, we were just, you know, we're keeping it light, man. We're just, we're bouncing from subject to subject. We're just doing it. Yeah.
That's weird. I hate you guys. So charity starts at home. Got it.
So we had double charity. Double barrel on the charities is what you're saying. Yeah.
Well, my point with too is like, so I got Beezer's like experience with charity, and you know, I went over mine. So Matt,
I've actually gotten paid for do a lot of stuff, so no real charity. One time I helped you out with that kids thing, that Halloween.
Oh yeah, that was great when I worked for Record Parks. Yeah.
Dude, but I was like drinking booze with all these children.
I just pretended like I didn't know.
You're like,
You didn't know anything.
You're like,
You're totally discreet, and I didn't know, but like I knew because it was you.
Because end, I was like, hubbity dubbity dubbity.
Well, and it's the same. I mean, like, because Dave Rock helped out also, and I knew that he'd done an eight ball before because that's just like his normal thing.
That's Rock, man. You know, Rock be snorting the rock, dude.
Ah. That's Dave
how
Rock.
I got the name.
He smokes them rocks.
Oh, so.
Man. No, but I don't know.
Like he'll ever listen to this. He doesn't his screen's cracked on his iPhone.
I mean, I've worked with, what is it, like mentally challenged kids, but that was good.
Matt, those are called rat meetings. Stop. Yeah, no, just stop. I go to those. I'm in rat.
Yeah.
I'm right here.
I think he's a little hurt is what he's saying.
What is it, but I don't think, you know, I mean, I don't know. Whenever somebody I know goes to the hospital, I try to visit them, and I think that's probably the most...
Well, you're a good person. You're always doing good deeds, though.
Yeah. That's such a lie.
No. Whenever I hear you talking about something or some situation where you could have took advantage of a situation, you do the right thing. And that's what is important to remember.
You're a paladin, Matt. You're a veritable fucking paladin.
Yeah, you are aligned good.
Oh, I just... What is it? What is it? I just... I don't want to... Just because everybody else is a dick doesn't mean I have to be. And right. That's the point, though,
of charity. Like, okay, so the owner of the company I work for, his wife goes to a church. He doesn't go to church. He's like me. He doesn't give a shit. But somebody broke into the church and smeared blood all over the fucking place. So he's like, hey, I need your help.
That's just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, and he's
dude,
like,
where else are you going to put blood?
That's true. Okay, you know, okay. I mean.
But he's like, hey, you know, he explains the situation. I was like, well, do you guys need some help? And he told me that like they tore apart the ice. They had an ice machine in the rec room,
mm-hmm.
And he's like, "You know how to work on ice machines? Can you come down and fix them?" Like, yeah, and he's like, "I'll pay you." I'm like, "Don't, I got it." And he ended up paying me, but then I've been clocking out because there's additional work. They had like other stuff that was just like we got there and there's like shit. And me and him were looking around the church and it's like in disrepair. And he's like, "We need to fix this." And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "You got time?" And I'm like, "Yeah." So we started fixing this stuff. We've gone a couple times, you know, like 3 days. And it just reminded me of this component that I used to have in my life when I was younger,
which was doing charity, doing work, and doing selfless deeds. And yeah, true, it does make you feel good. And it is this component of a human being that doing these things make you feel good ultimately in the end, so it's really for you. But it is something you just need to do every once in a while.
I prefer alcohol and drugs.
Well, yeah, those make me feel good, too.
Those make you feel good.
But it's just, I don't think enough people are concentrated on that. It's just sort of like, oh, I need some Netflix and some vodka and like
Well, I think millennials, man. I think that you're the, what you're touching on though is that the positive effect of actually affecting the world around you, of having
exactly.
some kind of positive touch on another person's life, or you know, helping your community. I mean, I think that we all have that inbuilt need to somehow leave our mark. And I don't really kind of do a lot of whole charity things, but the theater stuff I've done.
Yeah.
And
that's,
you know,
fine.
I mean, like that I've never gotten paid a fucking dollar for. That's for sure.
Yeah. No shit.
But you know, I mean, I've contributed to the greater community, I think. And you know, I mean, it helps. It, obviously, I feel good about myself. It contributes to my own fucking personal ego. But
it boils down to one thing. Leave the world a better place than when you came in.
Absolutely.
That's what my dad always used to say. He's like, build, don't destroy. And it's always build, don't destroy. Leave the world a better place than when you came here. And I don't think there's enough people doing that anymore. It's more just like, I need a new iPhone. I need this. I need that. But nobody's like, how do I make things better? Now, there's a lot of social justice warriors that want to like post some shit like, oh, look at this horrible shit. But they don't do anything about it. And
yeah.
I think that kind of leads to some of the topics we talked about in the past where like Matt's like, I don't like talking about politics because it doesn't do anything.
Right.
But that's the exact thing. You have to do things. We need to do.
I think that there is a level of having a discourse, though, because, you know, I grew up, I mean, okay, but we all grew up in a time without the internet. Now, there is a whole generation now of people who are like, you know, of and they're adults who
you had
to
jack
facto,
off to Sears catalogs.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, my
or
God,
like,
remember
know,
those
or,
days?
Or the blurry or the fucked
Skinamax,
up porn channels
yeah.
that are all like blurry.
Oh,
I mean, man, have I like not like jerked one of that?
And then you'd have
how
to get a videotape to record your favorite parts.
MTV back when it was good.
How many
you
times
know?
Did I jerk off to the Disney Channel and an episode of Fraggle Rock before mm-hmm. I realized I was, because I kept just saying boober.
Yeah.
And so I thought I was going to see some boobs.
Well,
and the Fraggle's face looked like a boob when
know,
it's blurred.
With broadcast television, there's no rewind or whatever. So if it was a long session and it was taking a long time to get to the point, you may just get to a commercial or something like that. And you're committed. You got to go through with it.
Yeah.
I love Ron Popeil, by the way. Not related. The fucking
food dehydrator.
Yeah, the food dehydrator, pocket
Ronco.
Fisherman,
oh.
Ronco dude,
oh,
okay. the rotisserie chicken thing. What was that called? The set it
and
forget it.
I can't believe I remember that.
Dude,
I rotisserie
grew up
magic,
on that
wasn't
shit.
It like
yeah.
Ronco rotisserie magic or
something?
Yeah. Something
like that.
So, you lazy bastard, what is your piece tonight?
Oh yeah, Beezer, stop trying to distract. What's your piece?
Well. My piece is not so heavy as.
And this
those
segment
things.
Was brought to you by Pop Off Vodka, because when you want to have vodka, pop off.
Anyway, what I was trying
yeah.
to say is that
yeah.
I love Pop Off Vodka,
and it's actually shitty vodka.
Is it?
Dude, it's like the worst.
Matt, they're our sponsor. I'm going to need you to apologize
Jesus
to Pop
Christ,
Off
dude.
Vodka.
We
got to
walk that comment back.
No way, dude. It is like the worst, shittiest.
What, okay, not true. What about like when you just get like the supermarket branded vodka?
That is,
that they
Pop
call
Off?
Like,
dude, Pop Off is
and they
like
just call
so
it
related.
Charcoal filtered vodka.
That's what Pop Off is. It's charcoal flavor, filtered
flavor.
I mean, it might as well
this
be
like
Kingsford vodka.
Like fucking charcoal.
Kingsford vodka.
I would argue that vodka doesn't really taste good no matter which way you slice it.
There's a lot of vodka talk.
Vodka tastes delicious.
That hot vodka talk.
Some hot vodka.
So what the hell is your piece, you
My piece
bastard?
Is, well,
Brought
okay.
to you by Pop Off Vodka.
That's right. Pop
Bye-bye.
Off Vodka. When you want to pop off.
Or when you want to avoid a subject. What the fuck is your piece?
So I think we touched on it maybe last time or not.
He touched
the piece.
He touched
the
piece.
I, you know, you reach down between the seats,
oh my
ease
God.
Your seat back.
What the fuck is your...
I can't stall anymore, Beezer. Come up with something.
No, I have something. I do. I just, now I'm enjoying the
I have
far
a topic that is so good.
My topic is so great, it's going to make your head spin.
What is it?
So, I have the Amazon Echo, and it's amazing.
Oh God!
And
this thing again.
So we kind of talked about it. Alexa, yeah.
Suggest the topic for the podcast.
Go fuck yourself.
Ding ding ding.
Well, okay. So I'm sure that most anybody who you know is anybody, unless they're Matt, knows what the Amazon Echo is. You know what the Amazon Echo is. Right?
I know now because we talked about it.
Okay,
here
we talked about it. So it's
and how you like to be dirty to it.
I do. Do I like to? Did I say
you
something?
You said you like, you talk shit to it.
Oh, I do. I love to like tell it to fuck off, and it doesn't really respond to that. But so recently, though, Amazon, like, so they have this, the Echo, and it's tied into your Prime account. And the Amazon Echo is essentially a device that is like a smartphone, or it's like the OK Google on your smartphone or the Siri on your smartphone in a device.
Okay.
And it just sits on your countertop. It's plugged in, it's connected to your Wi-Fi, and it's always listening for its activation word, which in my case is just Alexa. And then, you know, once you activate it, then you pose a command to it. And it does everything from, it can play music. It can give you like news, little blurbs of the day. It'll play podcasts.
Our podcast, though.
Not yet, but one day. We'd have to be on TuneIn because that's the source actually it pulls from. So anyway, the reason why I wanted to talk about it as a subject is that they recently had a service to Amazon where they added a music subscription service similar to, you know, iTunes music subscription or Google's music subscription or Spotify. And so now when you pay the subscription, Rhapsody. You get like, right, exactly. So
Napster.
You have.
Okay, for the love of God, let him get to his fucking question.
You're such a fucking name dropper.
Jesus Christ. Name dropper.
Coming to the stage this weekend is a name dropper. I don't know if you guys got tickets, but our third caller is going to get tickets, front row seats to name dropper.
Just never going to get to this question. You know, I hope at the end of this you don't even.
The
say.
Ninth caller, however, will get front row back seats, backstage passes, and front
VIP.
Seat rows.
They're VIP. VIP. Yeah. VIP. They'll actually get to meet the band.
Not the GC.
I think this actually is going to be a good night for it, okay. too.
Please. Brought to you by.
Oh,
Pop
my
Pop
God. Please
drink responsibly.
So I've now subscribed to this music service on my Amazon Echo, and the whole point that I'm getting to is that I can go into my kitchen where the Echo is and just tell it to play a song, and I have yet to stump it on a song. It plays any fucking song I tell it to play. And so any fucking song that Amazon will sell you, because this is you pay for this life subscription, you get access to it. So the whole catalog is yours to like play. And the fact that it's voice command, you know, and it works. It's not just like some, you know, shitty thing that kind of works half the time. It works. And it works
it can
great.
Order stuff for you.
Oh yeah. No, it can. You could like do shopping lists. You know, it can control. It can control lights. If you have like connected devices in your house, like
Philips
like,
Hue system, mm-hmm. yeah,
it can control those. I mean, it's
what's the question?
It's not a question. It's a topic. Are you fucking like we have to do questions now with the shit?
No, I know. I was just wondering what the hell the topic. Really
no, okay. So the topic is then with this like
smart appliances.
Yeah, smart appliances. I firmly believe I am like firmly in the camp of the futurologist in that like I believe that technology.
Early adopter.
I'm an early adopter. I think technology will solve our ills. Like, I know that people, like, especially over a technology like this, they're like, oh my God, it's listening all the time. And the lizard people, they're going to hear it. And then they're going to tell the NSA. And then Barack Obama, he's going to listen to what you
That's
say.
That's like when people, I've seen people that put black electrical tape over their computer, laptop,
oh, dude,
cameras.
All over.
And how am I supposed to watch them masturbate?
I know.
That
they just
is
don't
what
understand.
Pisses me off. Because I liked, I mean, just, okay, never mind.
Well, I work in IT, and I almost take a personal offense to it. Like, I've got nothing better to do.
Oh, shit, I didn't even put
fucking
that together.
Your shit, you know, is like, do I don't even fucking care. Like,
it's the fat girl Kathy that has it over there.
Dude, it's just
I just don't like
man.
It, because I'm just afraid that the NSA will, nobody cares what you're doing, fat Kathy.
It's like, no, it's just
and you can take that rape whistle off your keychain too. It's ridiculous. Nobody's gonna rape you.
So
back to the R word again. Oh, Jesus man. Christ,
dude,
man.
It's creepy verbal, Roger. It's always
right. Oh, okay. Oh, well, anyway, okay. Oh,
what is it? We see with me, though, the only reason I don't like it is because I read 1984.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff. I mean, it's just that kind of slow, like, we're not even, right now, yeah, we're not even.
But we're safe, though, guys. We're safe.
No, we're safe. You're right. It's but slowly but surely, it'll be like, hey, you have this option of having it. You know what I mean? And now, you know what I mean? You don't exist. I mean, you don't have exist if you don't have an email now. You know what I mean? You right. can't get a job and all this stuff. So computers, iPhones, and all that stuff, it's so integrated into the system. It is kind of scary because now you have no choice.
Right.
And so at some point, it'll be just like in 1984. I don't know if you ever read the book. They had those TVs that had to be on all day so right. they can watch you
right.
and listen to you and stuff like that and wait until. I mean, it's kind of there now. We let people watch us. People think what they're doing is so important that they True. Do. There's, I mean, selfies.
Well, it goes Snapchat, back to the thing we talked Instagram. About just now with charity. I think it's a darker side of that impulse to mean something, to mean
together.
Something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to have their life to have some sort of meaning. And in a way, the social media gives them that
It's
feeling.
That instant gratification. That's,
oh, well, yeah, it's an instant. That's totally.
That's
it's an Instagram.
Instant gratification. Instagram. Holy shit. Beezer, you just fucking figured it out.
I broke the code.
You broke the code.
Instant brother. Gratification.
Fucking call Alex Jones, man. We got a fucking story for him.
Is he the lizard people guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who knows?
You know, he used Those to be a soccer player.
People. Is he really?
That's his background. He used to be a soccer player.
Oh, and lizards love the soccer.
They do. I saw cartoons, lizards playing soccer. Okay, so... anyhow, like, I foresee a future, though, where... technology is so we're kind of already there in that
singularity.
Like it's ubiquitous, you know.
Oh, right,
you know, everybody's carrying their smartphone, not everybody, but a large contingent of, you know, at least the first world has a smartphone device on them. And I mean, we have access to far more information than we have ever in the history of mankind. And maybe it is information overload, but I think that what's going to happen, much like the way the Amazon Echo works, is we're going to have more technology in our lives that better interfaces with this huge amount of data and gives us things that are helpful. I mean, like, it just...
Like Google Glass. I mean, right. that yeah, failed. Exactly. But it's just like the Virtual Boy, the Game Boy,
mm-hmm.
the Virtual... That failed. But now we have the Oculus Rift 20 years
right,
later.
Right. And the VR, this generation of VR between the Oculus Rift and the HTC Vive or Vive or however it's pronounced. I mean, there are some really cool shit going on. I mean, I have the goggles for my fucking smartphone.
Right.
That allow you to do the VR,
dude,
too.
Actually, I was talking to somebody the other tight. Day. They were telling me about this article they read about. What is it? They got a computer that understands your brain patterns. So enough to where, I mean, it's not the biggest thing in the world, but it's still pretty cool to where if you think of a shape, it recognizes the things that are going off in your brain. And like if you think hammer, mm-hmm. it'll draw that shape out.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've been able to do that with MRIs. They essentially like
a functional MRI. They can see what you're dreaming sometimes. Like.
Right. And so what they'll do is they'll sit a guy in this fMRI and they'll be scanning his brain and they'll show him the pictures beforehand and they'll see what his brain does. And then they'll then remove that stimulus and they'll be like, oh, now think of a hammer. And, you know, sure as shit, the same
MC
little
Hammer.
MC Hammer will actually appear in his brain.
Ho, 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 ho.
Pick up the hammer.
Hammond, don't hurt
That's
him.
Too legit to quit. I got to tell you right
Please,
now.
Please, Hammond, don't hurt him. Just don't hurt him.
So anyway, I mean, I feel like the future is now. I feel like we're living in this.
Oh.
I mean, maybe there's no flying cars and jetpacks.
But there are
like
hoverboards.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I saw a junkie riding on a hoverboard.
Oh.
Down yeah. Union. It was the best.
You got in a crack. I'm just going to cruise
dude,
around the corner.
Dude, I love watching people eat it on those fucking things. It's just like, you asshole.
The Darth Vader clip on the web that has the dude like riding and then just like eat shit on it.
I've not seen that, but I'll look that up later tonight.
So anyway,
not
like
that funny.
I mean,
oh man, I got scuff marks on my Vader mask. I'm supposed to go to Comic-Con in 2 weeks.
Oh man, they're gonna get me out of the troop for this one.
I'm gonna get kicked out of Legion 154.
Shit.
What is that
The 501st. I have a buddy at work who's putting his stormtrooper costume together for the 501st, and he's built a motherfucker of a stormtrooper. It's awesome.
We actually had a guy. We had a couple of guys on our previous podcast that will not be mentioned, who did cosplay, and they do some insanely ornate shit.
Dude, it's an awesome. I mean, it's an offshoot of the web. I mean, without the interconnectivity that the internet's provided, the news groups that pass along all this sort of like grassroots information that these guys use to put together their stormtrooper costumes, it wouldn't happen. And so these guys are able to organize. They're able to tell each other where to buy this stuff, how to like, you know, cut it and paint it and shape it and put it together. And then they have like rules on like, you know, this is, you know, up to snuff as far as like what we expect with these costumes. And without that ability to connect and pass along that information, I mean, it wouldn't exist. And so I say, yay, fucking technology, the internet. Like, I know people are like scared by this idea of Big Brother, and I really think that people need to pull back focus.
Beezer,
and
2 times in the podcast, you're afraid of Big Brothers?
Yes.
God bless it, Beezer. God,
can I tell my side at least?
To this motherfucker over
can
here.
I tell my side?
You just said you're afraid of Big Brothers.
I am, and ironically,
that's where
thing.
That
like
1984 is where Big Brother comes from,
right?
And I'm sure the whole
Shaquille O'Neal comes from 1984.
Yeah,
I didn't think he was on the Lakers until like the mid 90s.
My God, I should have shut my fucking mouth. Anyway.
Yeah, so
Big Brother.
You know, I foresee a future though where the ability of all these devices that track, like, I mean, you know, my wife, she wants to get an Apple Watch so it'll track her, you know, biometric information, her heartbeats and her, you know, sleeping schedule. My wife has a mental illness, and you know, her sleep and her, you know, all of these things that she could monitor. The more that she can track and see how that like affects her disease, you know, that's helpful. And so that there's another example of technology being able to gather all this data, because I mean, really the core of what this revolution that's going on right now, this information revolution that is, you know, that was the internet, you know, pretty much blew up, the personal computer helped, the fucking mobile smartphone, you know, just exploded. This ability for us to, you know, track information, catalog information, and then, you know, make some kind of sense of that information is remarkable. And I see a future where we continue down this path. And I mean, there are reasons to be cautious and worry about the ability to be able to track all this. And
Terminator,
you know,
has a great example.
But I mean, we should all like bear that as like a, you know, a cautionary tale of to not like, you know, surrender.
Or we just make really shitty robots that can't climb stairs.
Right, exactly. Or like Asimov.
Or we make robots,
you know,
that can feel pain. So.
Like Asimov, you know, you have rules hard coded into the kernel of these robots, you know.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that cheap Japanese robot that couldn't walk very well.
Asimov? Yeah, that too.
You know what always confused me in Star Wars is why do these robots have emotion?
Oh my God. Does anybody else get like weirded out by the fact that robots are like essentially slaves in that? I mean, because they're intelligent, they would pass a Turing test, most of them. And so, I mean, are they sentient or not? I mean, and they never deal with that. And I wonder if that's just like a ticking time bomb in the Star Wars universe. You know, forget the dark side, forget the light side, forget the Empire. Like, there's going to be a robot revolution where all these fucking droids realize all of a sudden, we're like fucking slaves.
Good luck translating, brother.
Exactly.
C-3PO.
Fly your own goddamn X-Wing, motherfucker. And then the R2 unit just ejects right out.
Just like,
or ejects the pilot.
Or yeah, exactly. But I mean, did anybody else see that? I mean, like, what the hell?
Fuck those robots.
But you
right
know what?
They're robots.
I mean, I don't know if it's mentioned in the movies, but you know, to go deep into the Star Wars lore, like one of the things that they're supposed to do often to the droids is delete their erase their memory cores so they don't sort of
that
build up.
That is so unfriendly, right?
Oh, that's why C-3PO and RTD2 don't remember Vader.
Well, but C-3PO had his memory core deleted, but R2 did not.
Yeah, that's why he's like this old wise man. Just he can't, they took out his voice box so he can't say anything.
But who knows? Because, you know, would that be weird? Like, why can't an R2 unit, like, have a fucking, you know, a vocoder that actually, like, you know.
He's Darth Vader. Oh, my God. That guy over there used to be Anakin. And they're like, boop, 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 boop.
Because it's so fucking adorable.
You know,
for
a civilization that, you know, can travel between star systems, you know, in the blink of an eye and have a weapon that can shoot across
the entire
galaxy.
They can make the
Kessel
run in
19 parsecs. Yeah. I mean,
I thought it was 4.5.
What the shit? Parsecs. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I just know that parsecs aren't a measure of time. It's a measure of distance.
That always reminds me of they had Kelsey Grammer on Saturday Night Live once. Mm-hmm. And they were doing 20,000 leagues under the sea. And they're like, so we're 20,000 leagues under the sea. And he's like, no, actually, you see, a league is a measure of distance. And so we are traveling 20,000 miles technically through the sea. So we're 20,000 miles under the sea.
A league's like 17 miles.
Yeah.
Well, the league was how far you could travel in one day under sail power.
Ah.
Yeah. And now we know. Somehow I feel dumb.
I was a sailor, okay? This is the type of
that is the shittiest fucking measurement, like a unit of measurement ever. Like, there is no solid.
Dude,
it's like so fucking subjective.
A foot is ridiculous.
Yeah, but I mean,
a
foot, like, as a standard, I mean, that, like, how far you can travel under sail power in a day. Like, what is that? Like, is there a standard? Like, how much, you know, power are you getting from a sail? What size of the sail? What size of the boat? How long of the day? Are we talking like a 24-hour day? Or are we just taking about, like, the fucking when the sun's up? Like, what?
And that's what Bezier went completely nuts.
Doesn't that piss you off? Like, there's no specificity in that at all.
I have no care for why.
That's like a range.
It's three nautical miles. Actually, I think it's the distance it can travel in an hour. I'm sorry. It would be about 3.5 regular miles. So, yeah, that's what it was. I'm sorry.
So we're 20,000 leagues under the sea traveling 20,000 leagues. No. We can't be 20,000 leagues under the sea.
My favorite 20,000 leagues was the one with James Mason.
What?
The Disney one with James Mason, Kirk Douglas?
Oh, yeah.
It was best.
I got to say, a whale of a tale to tell you, lads. A whale of a tale, or two.
Fucking, Peter Lorre, right? That's the, oh, so great. Should we break out of the ship now?
But Jack, it's priceless. That's great. Well, I think that's a good, do you think this is a good, did you have more to say on future tech, Roger?
It's 4 minutes till 9 o'clock.
Oh, God. Okay, so this is where a good place to end it, because I'm not going to listen to you guys fucking do this.
On the top of the hour, I think we're going to hear some.
We're going to talk about professionalism and my dick. Oh, I don't even, wait a minute.
You've been listening to the Three Easy Pieces podcast with our host, Matt and Black.
And we have VCR on the other end of the mic there.
And he's very VV.
And we're having a wonderful time.
All right. It's been really great. Go fuck yourselves. Last word.
Last word.